and it has little knobs or balls.
That's sweet gum tree.
It's also the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible.
I think it's a sweet gum tree. I think called it, I believe.
Sycamore is what I'm trying to do.
Sycamore, yeah.
Do you have those here?
They have still around about a few and scattered. They're not here around over this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What kind?
People used to set them out to see long streets for a shade tree.
Mm-hmm. You say they used to. They don't anymore?
I don't never see nobody sit out there.
Hmm. What kind of tree did they say George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you know a name of a kind of bush? The leaves get very red in the fall, and it grows along the roadside, and some people say it's poison.
Forest ivy?
No, this is a bush. It has red berries.
Okay,
do you know the word shoemake or sumac or shumac?
I've heard of shoemake, but I don't know much about it myself.
Okay.
But I have heard of cold shoemake.
You said poison ivy. Is that a vine or a plant?
It's a vine.
Is there anything else like poison ivy? Makes you break out?
No, not that I know of in this country. Now, I can walk under a poison ivy. There's a poison oak.
That's the same thing?
It's a big leaf. It's a leaf stuff. And it's your vine grows up on the end of the trees and things.
What are some berries that grow around here?
Blackberries, huckleberries.
What are the kind, I don't know if they grow here, but the kind that you eat with shortcake? Big red?
Strawberries.
And how about another kind of red berries? They're a little like blackberries. I nearly said it.
Raspberries.
Pardon?
Raspberries.
Do you know the name of a tall bush that has clusters of pink and white flowers? I think it grows in the mountains, so you may not.
Pink and white.
Blooms late in the spring. Laurel or mountain laurel? Do you know that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know a name for a bigger one that grows up in the mountains? It's like that. Rhododendron? No? How about a large flowering tree that has big shiny leaves and big white flowers?
Now we got some dogwood trees.
Well, this is a great huge thing, though. It's great big shiny leaves.
I don't know. We have some dogwoods right here that has little white flowers.
Well, these have big white flowers. Magnolia, do you know that?
Yeah, magnolias.
Do they grow around here?
Twitter right out there.
Okay. Now these next ones are some terms about for family members and things. Many of these you've already said, but we'll run through them just in case we miss some. The man you were married to was your
husband.
And you were his
wife.
And do you know any joking names that people might say for husband and wife?
No.
Like old man or old lady?
That's a regular. Old man or old lady.
Okay. That's not a joke. They really say that, huh? If a woman who has lost her husband is called a...
Lost my old man.
Well, as a woman, the woman who has lost her husband, she is a...
Widow.
Would you have a name for a woman whose husband had left her?
Well, she'd be a widow right on, or she had a living husband.
Do you know the term grass widow? No? Okay. The man whose son you are is your...
Man whose son you are? Father.
In your case, it would be the man whose daughter you are. And then his wife is your... Your father's wife is your...
Mama.
And what did you call your father?
Daddy.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
All right. And your father and mother together would be your...
Daddy and mama.
Well, your...
Parents.
Mm-hmm. Your father's father is your...
Grandfather.
And what did you call your grandfather?
Granddaddy.
And your father's mother is your...
Grandma.
And what, is that what you called her? Okay.
I call her Granny.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because you've been saying Granny and talking about her farm. Your sons and daughters would be your...
My sons and daughters would be my what?
Would be your...
Uncles.
No, your sons and daughters.
Oh, be their grandchildren.
Would be your what?